Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on today, May 14th, 2024. And shall we chat a little bit about RFK Jr., he who would be president of the United States? I'll talk about him in a second. Before we get to that, thanks as always for those of you who buy me a coffee and support my work. A big thank you to you. Thank you so much. If you'd like to continue to do that, go below, hit the click, and buy me a coffee. The funds go directly towards the cost of this platform. And then thank you to quantumshypno.co.uk for their continued sponsorship of this, which makes it all so much less stressful for me. Okay, let's get to RFK Jr. Now, you recall when Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. Announced his presidency, a lot of people got very excited and said, yeah, this guy's good. You know, he's really good. I mean, initially he wanted to be a Democrat, but of course Biden is the selected Democrat. He's the corrupt guy that they've got in their back pocket. They don't need anyone else. And it looks to me that, you know, RFK was probably naive. He comes from a big dynasty. Obviously, the Kennedy dynasty is the royal family, or one of the royal families of the United States. One of the families, you might say. But anyway, he didn't get the gig. Biden's got the gig. And so he stood as an independent. And yet some people were saying, well, you know, he's pretty good on a lot of things. Now, I have seen and heard some of those people rowing back a little bit on him, because I think he's pretty much pro-Israel. So some people don't like that. But there's other things that he said that concerns me more. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was, I think about a week or so ago, in an interview last week, he said that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he would allow women to have abortions at full term if that was their choice, which was his latest answer given on abortion policy. So this was with broadcaster Sage Steele, and she asked him, should there be a limit, or are you saying all the way up to full term, a woman has a right to have an abortion? Kennedy answered that he doesn't think anyone would want to do that at 8 months of pregnancy. Wrong. But abortion should be out of the hands of the government and in the hands of women. So he's a strange man. She then pushed him on this one. And she said, if he agrees with the Roe versus Wade standard, or with abortion being left up to the states. And Kennedy reiterated the decision should not lie with the states, but with the mother. Okay, you got this one? He says, even if it's full term, I don't think it's ever okay, he said. I think we have to leave it to the women rather than the state. That's his words, right? So this is a big issue, this whole abortion issue. It's a big issue in the States, even if we don't care much about it in the UK. I think it's a pretty big issue for a lot of folks. And RFK's, you know, view of this is really, really weird. Now, since he said this, and there was a whole big furore about this coming from the pro-life lobby, he obviously realized, I think I've put my foot in it. So he started to roll back a wee bit from this position now. But it's what he said. I mean, I'm only quoting you his actual words. He believes that abortion up to full term is, if the woman wants it, that's fine. Well, there's a name for abortion at that point: murder. It's murder of another human being. So his moral degeneracy is clear for all to see. You know, there is no way that you could have, as president of the United States, someone who thinks that murder is okay. But yet, essentially, that is the view that he held, or he certainly held it last week. This week, he doesn't hold it as much. And that's another problem with politicians. You know, their principles kind of come and go. And there's a reason why his might have come and gone. And that is that he also revealed recently that a parasitic worm has ate part of his brain. Yes, you heard me right. He revealed that a worm ate part of his brain, which has caused some temporary memory loss. This came during his 2012 divorce proceedings. He claimed that his cognitive abilities were struggled when a worm started to affect him. What he said was he started to suffer memory loss and mental fogginess as a result of a brain tumor after a dark spot showed up in his brain scans. And he then got a call from a doctor who told him that the symptoms were a result of a dead parasite in his head. Apparently the doctor believed the abnormality of the scan was caused by a worm that got into my brain and ate a portion of it and then died. I don't know what to say. Honestly, I'm sorry. His views on COVID were pretty decent, on the vax, pretty decent. But, you know, one swallow does not make a summer. And just because he's good in COVID, he's been pretty poor on most other things. So he's not going to get anything, I think, beyond a very vestigial Kennedy royal family vote. He's certainly no chance of winning anything. And maybe the worm ate more of his brain than he thinks. Thanks for listening.